The following meditations on the Sacrament of Reconciliation for Priests come to you from the Institute for Priestly Formation located at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. We hope that these reflections will assist priests in their ongoing formation to come to a deeper grasp of the grace within the sacrament for both themselves and the penitents who come to encounter Jesus in its healing power.
This is Dr. Ed Hogan. I'm Associate Professor of Systematic Theology at Kenrick Glennon Seminary in the Archdiocese of St. Louis. We're here today to talk about confession, penance, reconciliation, the sacrament. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's a curious phrase, if you think about it. In fact, it's not just a throwaway line. Fathers, do you know what I'm asking you for when I say that? I'm asking you to bless me in the midst of my sins. Not to bless my sins, but to bless me in the midst of them. Well, how are you going to do that? What am I asking for when I ask you to bless me there? I'm actually asking you to be the presence of Jesus for me there in the midst of my sins. And what am I expecting or what am I needing there? I don't need Jesus to accept me as I am. I need Jesus to love me as I am. And by loving me there, to love me into a new place. I often think of the story of the woman caught in adultery and Jesus' reaction to the whole situation there in the Gospel of John. Jesus didn't accept anyone in that story. He didn't accept the Pharisees. He loved them. And his love was a challenge to them and protection for the woman. But he didn't accept the woman either. He loved her. And his love was a challenge to her. You want better for yourself than this. And I want better for you than this. Jesus was love incarnate, and I have to think there was love in his eyes as he looked at her and said, "Go and sin no more." He loved her as she was. And I believe that his love was a source of conversion for her. And when I say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned," that's what I'm asking for. Jesus loved people and drew lines. Drawing lines was one of the way he loved people. And that's what I'm asking for. I want you to bless me in the midst of my sins. I want you to be the love of Jesus for me there so that I can move into a new place. I think of my own children, and I know my children. I know their strengths, and I know their weaknesses, and I know their sins. And when they look at me in the midst of those, what I want to have in my heart for them, and what I want them to see in my eyes is, I know your strengths, and I know your weaknesses, and in the midst of those, I still choose you. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And because I love you, and because I choose you, I want better for you than whatever this sin is. And that's where my role comes in terms of discipline. I may need to discipline them. And if I'm disciplining them out of my anger, then all they're receiving is my anger. If I'm disciplining them out of my love for them, then even in the midst of the discipline, which can be hard for them, they know love, and the love is healing. You know, hospitality lives in the eyes. When you walk into a room, someone can look at you, and in their eyes, you can read, "This is going to be dreadful, and your presence here doesn't make it any better. You know that in an instant. But what you can also see in their eyes is, I don't know how this is going to be, but now that you're here, this is going to be fine. We see that in people's eyes all the time. So what's in my eyes for my children? I want them to see that. I want them to know that I am looking on them with love, a love that knows their strengths and knows their weaknesses and is loving them into the identity that God has chosen for them in the midst of that. And those are certainly the, I think, the best experiences of confession that I've ever had, when I know in the voice of the priest, in his tone, and in his gaze, the love of Jesus, knowing me in my strengths and weaknesses, and choosing me and loving me there into a better place. I think in particular of one experience where I was bringing to the confessional some issues of pride. And the priest that day said words that just cut me to the quick. After I had laid these out, he simply said to me, "Sure, it's easy to be a rock star among eighth graders." And he really caught me. And all of a sudden, I realized in that moment that one of the key elements of my pride was that I was looking to the wrong group, and that my real teammates, my real community, was the communion of saints. And so in that moment, he cut through my imagination and proposed to me a new community in my imagination. And all of a sudden, my pride was simply dissolved. Now, the pride may have been silly. The words of the priest may seem harsh to an outsider, but they had this effect on me, this medicinal effect of simply dissolving the pride and putting in its place a new humility, because I realized who I was trying to live with. And ever since then, those words of St. Paul about being surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses have become alive for me. And I walk through my life thinking, my brother St. Anthony is here. My sister St. Rose is here. My brother, the martyr Edmund Campion, is here. My sister St. Therese is here. How are they gazing upon me? I have to face them as part of the tribunal of my conscience. And that's been a beautiful experience, to walk with an imaginative sense of the communion of saints. So not only was I forgiven in the sacrament, I was healed and elevated. And it simply changes my interior attitude. Do I always live there? No, I still fall. But I remember where the track is, and the Holy Spirit can bring me back to that track much more easily now. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, for you have given us the heart of Jesus in our priests. Continue to send upon them the Holy Spirit, that as penitents we may receive from them Jesus' own gaze of love, Jesus' own words of love and healing. Father Jesus, please send upon us as penitents your Holy Spirit, that we may know our sins in the light of your love, that we may be drawn to you because we know you will bless us in the midst of our sins, because we know that you love us as we are, and by loving us as we are, you love us into what you would have us be. Mary, our Mother, please intercede for us, that we would receive the Holy Spirit with docility. As we receive the Spirit, may we receive your own Son's love for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening. There are more resources for you on the IPF website. Just click on the Resources button and find IPF publications, videos, talks, and more features to assist you in your priestly life and ministry.